Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Quanta Services Inc., ticker PWR, a major player in the infrastructure and construction space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and much more. Let's get started. First off, let's set the stage. Quanta Services isn't just any construction company. It's a powerhouse in specialty contracting, focusing on infrastructure solutions across electric power, renewable energy, and underground utilities. With the world shifting toward cleaner energy and modernized grids, companies like Quanta are in a prime position to capitalize on massive industry tailwinds. I've been keeping an eye on PWR for a while now, and I'm excited to break down what makes this company tick, and whether it's a solid investment for the long haul. Let's talk a bit about who Quanta Services is. Based out of Houston, Texas, and founded in 1997, Quanta provides specialized contracting services worldwide. They're heavily involved in designing, installing, and maintaining infrastructure for electric power, renewable energy projects like solar and wind, and even underground utility systems. With over 58,000 employees, they've built a massive footprint, primarily in the U.S., but also in Canada, Australia, and other regions. Under the leadership of CEO Earl C. Austin Jr., Quanta has positioned itself as a go-to partner for utilities and energy companies navigating the transition to a more sustainable future. Their business model thrives on long-term contracts and recurring maintenance work, which gives them a nice layer of stability in a cyclical industry. Now, let's dig into their revenue streams to see where the money's coming from. For the full year 2024, Quanta reported total revenue of about $23.67 billion. And when you break it down by segment, it's clear they've got a diversified portfolio. Electric power infrastructure segment led the way, bringing in roughly $11.666 billion, which makes sense given the ongoing demand for grid modernization. Renewable energy infrastructure solutions wasn't far behind with $7.85 billion. Think wind farms and solar projects, which are booming right now. Lastly, their underground utility and infrastructure solutions segment contributed $4.66 billion, catering to gas and pipeline needs. Geographically, the U.S. dominates with over $21.6 billion of their revenue, while Canada and Australia chip in about $1.3 billion and $667 million, respectively. This spread shows they're not overly reliant on one market, which is a plus for risk management. Moving on to earnings, Quanta's recent results have been pretty impressive. For Q4 2025, they reported earnings per share of $3.60, beating consensus estimates of $3. That's a nice jump from $2.94 in the same quarter last year. Full year 2025 numbers show revenue climbing to $28.35 billion, up from $23.67 billion in 2024. With net earning $1.3 billion compared to $904.8 million the prior year. Their EPS for 2025 came in at 6.87, reflecting solid profitability. What stands out is their consistent growth over the past few years. Revenue has more than doubled since 2020, when it was around $11.2 billion. This kind of trajectory signals they're executing well on their growth strategy, especially in high-demand areas like renewables and power infrastructure. Let's take a closer look at what management had to say during their latest earnings call for Q4 2024. They highlighted a robust performance across all segments, with particular strength in renewable energy projects as demand for clean energy infrastructure continues to soar. The team emphasized their strong backlog, which gives them visibility into future revenue, and they're optimistic about 2026. Projecting continued growth driven by grid upgrades and energy transition initiatives. Management also pointed out their focus on operational efficiency, which has helped maintain margins despite inflationary pressures. Overall, the tone was confident, and it's clear they see themselves as a leader in a rapidly evolving industry. All right, let's dive into the financial statements to get a clearer picture of Quanta's health. On the income statement side for 2025, gross profit came in at $3.69 billion on that $28.35 billion in revenue, translating to a gross margin of about 13%, which is decent for this industry. Operating income was $164 billion, and net income, as I mentioned, hit $0.3 billion. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets as of 2025 stood at $24.93 billion, up from $18.68 billion in 2024, showing significant growth, likely from acquisitions and organic expansion. Total liabilities are at $15.9 billion, with stockholders' equity at $8.94 billion, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.13, which is quite manageable. Current ratio is 1.14, indicating they've got enough liquidity to cover short-term obligations. Cash flow-wise, they generated $2.23 billion from operations in 2025, with free cash flow at $1.62 billion after capital expenditures. That's a healthy sign. They're not just growing revenue, but also converting it into cash, which is critical for reinvestment or debt management. Return on equity sits at 12.6%, and return on invested capital is around 7%, both of which suggest they're using capital effectively to generate profits. Now let's talk valuation. At the current price of around $572.66, Quanta's market cap is a hefty $85.39 billion. Their trailing PE ratio is quite high at 83.05, which might raise eyebrows, but when you look at forward PE estimates, it paints a different picture. For 2026, the forward PE averages around 35.98, dropping further to 30.85 by 2027, suggesting analysts expect earnings growth to catch up with the stock price over time. Price-to-sales ratio is 2.96, which isn't cheap but reflects the premium investors are willing to pay for a leader in a growth sector. Enterprise value is roughly $84.71 billion, and with a free cash flow yield of 1.93%, there's room for value creation if they keep executing. Compared to the industry average PE of 39.02 for engineering and construction, Quanta's valuation looks stretched on a trailing basis, but the forward metrics and growth outlook justify some of that premium. Let's break down Quanta Services through a SWOT analysis to weigh the pros and cons. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is rock solid. Consistent revenue growth, strong backlog, and a diversified portfolio across electric power and renewables give them stability and exposure to secular trends. They've also got a massive workforce and geographic reach, which helps them win big contracts. On the weakness side, their high valuation could be a concern if growth slows, and operating in a capital-intensive industry means margins can get squeezed by rising costs or project delays. For opportunities, the global push for renewable energy and grid modernization is a goldmine. Quanta is perfectly positioned to benefit from billions in infrastructure spending. Government incentives for clean energy are another tailwind. As for threats, economic downturns could reduce infrastructure budgets, and competition in the contracting space is fierce. Regulatory changes or supply chain disruptions could also throw a wrench in their plans. Overall, the opportunities seem to outweigh the risks, but they'll need to manage costs and execution to keep momentum. Looking at recent performance, Quanta stock has been on a tear. Over the past week, it's up 6.88%, and over the last month, it's gained 19.24%. Zoom out to a year, and we're talking a 96.56% increase, which is absolutely stellar. Over 5 years, the stock has skyrocketed by 609.36%, massively outperforming both its industry and the broader market. Just recently, after their Q4 earnings beat, the stock hit a new 52-week high of $545. Right now, it's trading around $572.66, showing serious momentum. From a technical standpoint, PWR is well above its 50-day and 200-day moving averages, signaling bullish sentiment. However, with such a sharp run-up, there's always a chance of a pullback if the broader market cools off or if profit-taking kicks in. For short-term moves, I'd keep an eye on whether it can hold above $550 as a key support level. So what's the bottom line on Quanta Services? This is a company firing on all cylinders, strong financials, exposure to unstoppable trends like renewable energy, and a stock price reflecting investor confidence. The valuation is on the higher side, no doubt, but if they keep delivering on growth, it could still be justified. For long-term investors, PWR looks like a compelling play on infrastructure and the energy transition. That said, with the stock at all-time highs, you might want to wait for a dip before jumping in, or at least scale into a position over time to manage risk. What do you think? Are you bullish on Quanta, or do you see the valuation as too frothy? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, take care and invest smart.